radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
I'm joined on the show tonight by Scott Patrick of the Saskatchewan country group Wyatt. Their brand new single and video is called Jesse James, and the wait for a new album from Wyatt will soon be over as they are set to release a new project in May of this year. Recently, Scott and Danny from the group opened up for Kenny Rogers. Lots of great stories and great songs ahead on the show as I welcome Scott Patrick from Wyatt to In the Country. Hey, Scott.
Hey, very happy to be here once again, Dave. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Great to have you back here. And let's give a shout-out to Linda Ewing for setting the interview up once again.
Yes, you betcha.
Now, she does a great job for you guys, right? She's getting your name out there, setting up interviews, and doing some other social media stuff for the group.
You bet. She handles all that stuff, so it's great to have her do that. I'm horrible on a computer. I'm borderline dangerous on a computer, so I know just enough to cause problems is basically all I know. So it's very helpful to have her insight and help on that stuff for sure.
That's awesome. Now, the last time around, we were talking about the album If I Had a Dollar, which had singles like Questions from it. We're also going to share that on this show. But there's a brand new album coming out in May, and the first single is called Jesse James. Now, a lot of our listeners may have heard it on the radio already or seen the video that just hit CMT last week. So let's talk about the song, first of all, the writers on it, and just something about Jesse James.
Yes, that song was pitched to us by a writer that we know in Nashville. His name is Ben Glover. There's a couple other writers on there that I can't remember their names right offhand. But that one came to us, and as soon as we heard it, you know, our producer, Mitch Merritt, had sent it to us. And as soon as we heard it, we really, you know, we felt that it was our song. And any time that we're doing, you know, a pitch song or one that we didn't write ourselves, that's kind of the line. It's like, for me, it's like, I wish I'd written this song, you know.
Right.
And if we get that sense from a song, then it's like, we have to do this. And it was just
a
great
song. That's
a
good way of putting it. Now, yeah, you obviously get a lot of songs pitched to you guys, so it's obviously the exception more than the rule that you're going to like the song and wish you had written it?
Yes. Yeah, like you get a lot, and it all depends what kind of song you're looking for, or if you're the artist for that kind of song. Like Jesse James was kind of the perfect combination of rock and country, which is Wyatt. So it
right.
totally made sense when we heard the song. It has, you know, the country influences in it for sure, but then it really rocks you around a little bit in the song. So just as from a musical standpoint, it really fit with the band and the sound that we have. You know, some you get, they're great songs, but they're just not, you know, for Wyatt or not for us at that time. Or if you
That's
have
right.
enough slow songs on an album, you don't need any more slow songs, that kind of thing. So it's, you know, we go through a lot of songs when it's picking and choosing for an album, just songs that we've written and songs that we get pitched. Probably, you know, 80 to 100 songs you go through at least.
Right.
Yeah, and then
right.
got,
yeah, and you guys do
10.
Write a lot of your songs. So on the album upcoming
yeah.
in May, can you give us any insight into that? How many of the songs are written by the group and how many come from other places?
Right now we're about half done the album, and half the songs are written by the band and half are pitches at this point.
Great.
And then we're just
now,
keeping on writing and stuff as we go here.
Yeah, and you're still writing towards it. And I was reading a quote
yeah.
that because of the success of the first album, that gave you confidence
yeah.
to go ahead and push the envelope a bit and really define the sound of Wyatt. So what kinds of surprises or different sounds can we expect on the new album?
I'm not sure if they're surprises or anything. It's to us, it's always an evolution.
Right.
I mean, and with this album even, it seems more going back to what we started out as. You know, so it's a little bit more rock and roll, but there's always that country influence in there for sure. And for sure in the lyric, like in the lyric content, there's always that element. I always say I like to write songs that make sense and make people, you know, feel something or think something for sure. So in some ways it's going back to our roots, and then in some ways it's just kind of taking that a little bit further and as you said, pushing the envelope with the sound a little bit to what, you know, what we're comfortable with, and not really holding back on that. It's basically this is our sound. Love it or leave it.
Do you guys all share the same influences or the same core musical influences, Scott, or are all of you a bit different in what you like musically?
There's some shared stuff. Like, it's when we're on the road, we always, you know, you're always kind of like YouTubing bands you like and talking about music you like. There's some kind of, you know, influences that are the same, but very few. Everyone has kind of a wide variety. Like our bass player Cam Ewart loves, you know, rockabilly. He plays stand-up bass with us and all that, but he also loves punk music and harder rock, and used to play in a rock band, like a indie rock band back in the 80s and 90s. So, you know, and then Bray Hudson, our drummer, likes his hard rock. I like my rock and roll as well as, you know, like a lot of the classic rock and old country. That's why it was cool opening up for Kenny Rogers. I was surprised at how many of the songs I knew. Like, as we were sound checking, we got to see the set list. And it's like, I grew up on all these songs. You know, so that it's...
I'm a huge Kenny Rogers fan. In fact, I saw him recently at Casino Rama, which is just in Northern Ontario, about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Hello?
So opening up for, let's talk about that then. Kenny Rogers, you guys did an acoustic set, you and Danny. Did you get a chance to talk with Kenny at any point?
We briefly met him backstage. Like, basically, we were playing as the opening act, and there was no intermission, and it was just right to Kenny Rogers' show. But, you know, it was cool. He came up and watched our set. So he was just sitting backstage kind of by one of the, you know, monitor booths or something like that. And we walked off stage, and there's Kenny Rogers. And he's like, great set, guys. Really like the sound. You know, thanks for doing this for me. And the funniest thing was, he's like, I really hope you guys enjoy the show. And if you don't, don't say anything. So you can tell he has
very
a sense
cool.
of humor, doesn't take himself too seriously. And we were honored to play the show. You know, it was great. We got to open up for him, then you just get to go watch the show, and it was, you know, brought back, you know, growing up, basically.
Yeah, so many great classic songs from Kenny. When you did the acoustic set opening up for him, was it all Wyatt material, or did you do some other songs?
We did one cover song. We do a cover of I Can See Clearly Now, so we opened up with that, and then the rest were Wyatt songs. We always
Very
like
cool.
to throw us. Yeah, we always like to throw a cover in that people won't expect from us, kind of thing. And I always like, when I go to a show, I always like hearing, you know, somebody else's take on a song that you already know. I think it's pretty cool. So we always try to do something like that. Plus, if no one's ever heard of us before, at least they'll know one song.
That's right. That's a good point.
That's the way
now,
I look
we're gonna
at it.
Get
at least they knew one song.
That's right. We're going to get to a song that people are going to come to know and love if they haven't heard it already, Jesse James. But first, I wanted to ask you about the video that you shot for the song. Do you guys feel pretty comfortable in front of the camera and doing what's required for a video?
Surprisingly, I thought we looked and felt very comfortable. We had done a couple videos earlier, a few years earlier, for Derek Rattan. We were in his... I can't remember the song now. It's on the tip of my tongue. Can't remember the song. And we also did, Cam and I did the video for Jason Blaine, My First Car. First time in a long time. That was the Derek Rattan song. First time in a long
time. Oh, cool,
yeah. So we had experience kind of, and it was with the same director on those that did ours, Tony Hrinchuk from Fahrenheit Films. So we kind of knew what he expected, you know, as far as the energy, and he would just kind of guide us and I thought it worked out great. Like, we were really relaxed. It didn't take us long to kind of get in character and do a good job of it. But it was, when you have a great director, it's you know, good to just kind of get some, you know, feedback on this is what you need to do. Rock out more. Don't rock out as much. Look like you know how to play the guitar.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And you were saying before we came on the air that a lot of it you shot, fittingly enough, at a museum, of course, with Jesse James, so it saved a bit on putting together the same kind of sets you would have needed.
Yes, yeah, no, we shot that at the Western Development Museum in Saskatoon here, so they were kind enough to kind of partner with us and let us use the facility. We had to use it like after hours, so we shot the video from 9 p.m. till about 6 a.m. So it was a long night. But it was just so cool because that song kind of has that retro, you know, retro feel to it. So we wanted kind of that old meets new in the video. And, you know, we had, there's, a, you know, a jail there, there's a church there, there's an old garage. And it's basically we just had to kind of move across the street when filming, you know, rather than going to a whole bunch of different places. So it was,
it was really
great experience that way for sure.
Well, let's share the song now. We got lots more to talk about with Scott Patrick from Wyatt. But first, this is their brand new single, also a video you can catch on CMT. And of course, be sure to call your local country station to request it. This is Wyatt and Jesse James on In the Country.
Some days I wanna go to the wild, wild world.
Brand new music from Saskatchewan group Wyatt, and that is called Jesse James Video at CMT Now. And you can also head to their website, wyattmusic.com. And, hey, we've got a great deal here, Scott. We've got one of the copies of If I Had a Dollar, the first CD from you guys with Questions and Ride On, a couple of singles from that, that we're going to be giving away.
Awesome.
So what I'm going to do, I just thought of – go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Just thought of a question now. We'll, you've got an email in the country at mail.com, in the country at mail.com, and just send us the name of the classic country artist that Scott and Danny from the group opened up for about a week ago. And, of course, we mentioned that in the early part of the interview. So if you're listening live, you've heard it. If you listen to the podcast, just go back in the show and listen to that. Email that. We'll keep that open for a couple of days, and then we'll do a little random draw. How does that sound, Scott?
That sounds good to me. It keeps people paying attention to everything.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
There will be a test.
That's right. Listen closely to everything that Scott and I are saying. Now, I wanted to congratulate you on being signed with MDM Recordings in 2012. That's a pretty big deal for you guys.
Yeah, no, it's great. We've been, we've been working with them for about the last year, and before that, we had wanted to be working with them, just seeing what they had done with Chad Brownlee and some of their other artists. And just the reputation they have around the industry and work ethic and all that. So we thought we'd be a really good fit with them, and now we're working with them. So it's been great so far.
That is awesome. And I was reading an interesting thing about when the group was formed by you and Danny. The other two guys, Cam and Bray, at first were a bit hesitant, but then they heard the songs you guys had written up to that point, and they jumped right on board.
Yeah, that was, everyone... At the time, Bray had kind of got on board first, and he was, he was managing another band and playing in different bands, and he just wasn't sure if he could commit the time to it, and then we twisted his arm over some drinks one night. That's how we got him on board, and then Cam,
that's
too.
That's how you
got
him, eh?
Yeah, Cam was playing, he would play every night of the week if he possibly could, and then work, during the day or do whatever else he has to do. So he was busy again. It was more of a time commitment thing because they knew kind of what it would take, but luckily they both got on board, and we've been working at it ever since.
Now, what is the importance, and of course, I guess the answer is very important, but in a few more words than that, the importance of your fans and how they've supported you up to this point, Scott?
Basically, we don't have jobs without fans. It's like if no one buys into your music and buys it and watches your videos and comes to your shows, the stage could be a very lonely place.
Right.
So, it's they always kind of drive it that way. It's great when we go and play a show and people know the songs and know the words to the songs and are having fun to the songs, or they come up after and say, this song really affected my life, or you're kind of singing my song in a way that, This song seems like it's about me. So it's great that way.
Now, you mentioned at the Kenny Rogers show doing a cover. When you're doing a show as Wyatt, the full production, is there certain covers you do, and is there one cover that you think Wyatt does best?
There's a few that we do. We've started doing She Talks to Angels by the Black Crowes.
Right.
And that one, that video's up on YouTube as well, and it's gotten a lot of hits. So that's probably one of our favorites just because it's a kind of a groovy, soulful tune, and that's, it's one of the songs that the whole band was like, yes, I love this song, I played it in bands years ago, I still love playing it, and you can kind of make it your own in a way, so
sure,
that's one of our best ones that we really enjoy doing.
Now, the other guys will probably have a different answer, but since you're on the show, I'll ask you, Scott, who is the artist out there, whether it's country or from another genre, some artist that you'd like to meet, maybe have coffee or lunch, just a chance to talk to them about their career, the music business, maybe get advice, or just, ask them about some of the great things that have happened to them?
That is a tough question. I'm going to say, because I'm a guitar player, Slash would be
great. Right on.
Because,
yeah.
He had a career with Guns N' Roses, he's had a career with, and kind of kept his career going, and is still making new music and still gaining new fans through all the different, bands that he has basically, grown and brought up in a way, and I'm still, a fan of like 80s rock music and stuff like that, but I find he's still consistently putting out new music. And it's, you know, it's Slash, man. He's a great guitar player.
Yeah.
And he's someone I look up to as a player because he combines those elements of southern rock and country riffs and metal riffs and like all, you know, just kind of overall the style of guitar playing that I really enjoy and why I gravitate towards, you know, country playing as well. So that would be someone just to kind of hear some road stories and, you know, just see how he's evolved as an artist rather than just kind of resting on his laurels of Guns N' Roses kind of thing.
That's the thing. For an artist like Slash and all those other artists who, you know, spanned a career of 20, 30, you know, plus years, Kenny Rogers,
yeah,
of course, to have that kind of consistency, because obviously a lot of people can come on the scene and flash bright for a while, but what do you think it is that takes an artist, you know, beyond a 10-year career?
I think it's the fact of, like, that evolution. Like, they have to keep putting out great music and to even just to satisfy themselves, like, well, I've done this, I want to kind of try this kind of thing, and just the passion that they have for music, that they're not just in it for the money or the fame, but it's actually for the music. The other stuff just kind of comes along with it sometimes.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
So it's that element that, you know, a great artist 20 years ago, if they still keep growing and improving, they're still going to be a great artist now.
So true, and a lot of times an artist will try to reinvent themselves. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but that's another way to keep things fresh, too, doing a little something different.
Yeah, you bet, you bet. It was funny, because when we were opening for Kenny Rogers, he was playing a song called Condition. You know, Condition, what condition, you know, my condition
is.
Yeah,
just dropped in.
I thought it was a cover
song. Condition is.
Yeah, I totally thought it was a cover song. Until they started playing the video of him in the 70s garb with the backup singer, you know. And I was like, are you kidding me? That's like an R&B, like, rock. Like, it was like a kind of a, you know, disco-y rock song back then. I was like, I had no idea that Kenny Rogers actually had done that song.
Yeah, that was before the country days that he got involved in. And I remember at the show that I was at, he recited the lyrics from that song just so people could understand sort of how the writing was different back at, for that song anyway.
Yeah. It would have been, It was just a cool thing to, you know, to see evolution and see where an artist kind of comes from and gets to and all that kind of stuff.
So true. That's a great example. Now let's turn back to, we're going to go back to the first album, If I Had a Dollar, which we are giving away to anybody emailing inthecountry@mail.com, and just write in the subject line or in the email that name of the artist that Scott and Danny from the group opened up for about a week ago, the classic country artist, and we'll do a random draw on that. But let's talk about a song from that first album called Questions. What can you tell us about the song, Scott, and then we will spin it.
That song was written... we had played the CCMAs. We had done a showcase at CCMAs in 2007 in Regina and had the pleasure of meeting some of the industry people, and it was kind of our first introduction into the country music, you know, industry. And we had met Willie Mack and some people from Nashville, and they invited us to come down there to write songs for a week. And that song was written in one of those sessions. It was like a three-hour session. Willie was almost at the end of his day, and we had written earlier that morning as well, and everyone was kind of, you know, we weren't, you know, at our highest energy time for the day. And Willie had this little snippet of a song in a notebook that he had that was kind of what became the chorus for Questions. And we, you know, he played us a little bit of it, and we're like, yes, we like this idea, let's go with it. And a couple hours later, we had pretty much the song done, you know, and then we just sang it into, you know, a computer, and it, like, three guys just wailing away, and it sounded pretty horrible. But, you know, we played it for our manager at the time. She loved it. We brought it back to the band and just jammed through that song, and everyone had, you know, kind of chills and was, like, excited about the song. And then it just kind of went from there.
Yeah.
So that's one of
it's
our...
very
that's,
cool.
It's still one of the band's favorite songs, for
it's
sure.
Awesome.
And I love singing it because it's, you know... everyone seems to know the words to it, and it's just great to get that kind of crowd response from it, for sure.
Yeah, it's a great song. Let's share it now. This is Wyatt and Questions here on In the Country.
standing here while your taillights burn away. Soaking wet, lonely and confused, wondering what went wrong, what I did or didn't say. Baby, all that you left behind were half a million questions in my mind. Like, where are you going? When will your wheel ever stop rolling? And how long till you turn around? What then? What now? You left too much to think about. There's no answers, I'm just second guessing. Nothing but questions. You could have said 100 different things. You had enough, sick and tired, or you just wanted something new. Anything would have been better than what I got. Not a word, not a tear, standing here without a clue.
And that is Wyatt from their debut album called If I Had a Dollar. That is the single Questions. My guest is Scott Patrick from the group. Their website is wyattmusic.com. The brand new single and video is called Jesse James. And by the way, I should throw in there, for the last 5 years, Scott, you guys have won Group of the Year at the Saskatchewan Country Music Association Awards. How cool is that?
It's pretty cool. We look back at, like, the first time that we, like I said, we had showcased there. I think it was in 2007. And then within a year, we had won Rising Star and Group of the Year and have won it ever since. So it's great to represent our province and win that award, and we're very proud of it.
That's awesome. Scott, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show to talk about the brand new single and the upcoming album we'll look forward to in May, and I'm sure we'll have you back on around then to talk about it once it's been released. Thanks so much for being part of the show.
Oh, thank you. Half an hour flies by pretty quick.
It sure does.
Time flies when you're having fun.
This is true. It's been a blast. My guest has been Scott Patrick from the group Wyatt. I'm Dave Woods. It's been another big night and big time and a fun time here in the country.